of Christmases Long, Long Ago is my new book, arriving for the 2025 Christmas season. Find out what Christmas was like centuries ago. Sneak preview, it was weird, and spooky, and rowdy, kind of gross sometimes. Find it wherever books are sold, in hardcover from Lions Press, and audiobook from Recorded Books. It's Christmas as you've never seen it before, and it makes a great gift. It's Christmas Day, another season of festive warmth and cheer, of magic and enchantment, of comfort and joy, and it reaches its crescendo right here. Wherever you are, and however you observe the day, and whoever you celebrate with, I want to wish you a Merry Christmas, and I want to welcome you to one final visit of the season. For the 10th year in a row, we're together on Christmas Day to celebrate and to look back at the sights and sounds, the news and trends, the things that made Christmas of 2025 what it was. It's a celebration of memory and also a bit of record keeping. Today, Christmas of 2025 belongs to all of us. As of tomorrow, it belongs to Christmas past. I've said all season long it was a short one this year. Here in the U.S., the official Christmas season starts the day after Thanksgiving. But since the date of Thanksgiving can fall anywhere from November 22nd to the 28th, the length of the Christmas season can vary by nearly a week. This year, we got exactly 4 weeks. We'll have to wait until 2029 for the next time the season will be as long as it possibly can be. Well, forgetting Thanksgiving for a moment, Christmas is always on December 25th. Or 12/25, as it's often abbreviated. This year, it's actually 12/25/25, at least here in America. Almost everywhere else, though, that date is formatted as 25/12/25. And that very symmetrical date only happens once per century, of course. So enjoy the symmetry today, and mark your calendars for Christmas of 21/25 for the next one. Turning to the world of Christmas music, Kylie Minogue scored the Christmas number one in the UK with her single XMAS. The first female solo artist to do that in 12 years. In the UK, Christmas number ones are the songs that top the charts in the week running up to or on Christmas Day. We don't really have an equivalent of that here in the US. We just hear about Mariah Carey being the queen of Christmas year after year. We had lots of other new Christmas music this year. A duet single from Leon Bridges and Norah Jones. A new full-length album from Herb Alpert, still blowing strong at 90 years of age. Stryper put out its first Christmas album. I listen so you don't have to. We had a single from Gwen Stefani and an album from Pentatonix, but seems like we get one of those every year. Also, Brian Wilson died in June of this year at age 82. He was and is one of my all-time favorite musicians, and one of the few of my lifetime that can legitimately be called a musical genius. I'm glad I got a chance to take little Dashiell to see him perform live a couple years back. Now, nobody will claim that the Beach Boys' Christmas material is their best work, but songs like Little Saint Nick and Merry Christmas Baby have made their mark. And Brian Wilson put out a solo album called What I Really Want for Christmas that has some beautiful renditions of the classics. Sadly, we also lost Chris Rea, the British singer known for Driving Home for Christmas, and musician and actor David Johansen, who, among other things in a legendary career, played the ghost of Christmas Past in the Bill Murray movie, Scrooged. Some birthdays this year, A Charlie Brown Christmas turns 60. Next year, it's the original Grinch cartoon special's turn for that milestone. But the live-action Grinch turns 25 this year, and Home Alone turns 35. Speaking of Home Alone, it inspired a nostalgic 90s Christmas aesthetic that was trending big on social media this season with hashtag Home Alone Christmas. Also, the so-called Ralph Lauren Christmas aesthetic made a big comeback from the 90s this year. Those 90s kids are all grown up now and feeling nostalgic for the old days. One thing I can't imagine ever feeling nostalgic for are AI-generated ads. But for kids growing up with them now, who knows? We are in the era of AI-generated ads, for better or worse. And at least so far, it seems like worse. Coca-Cola put out a commercial that received negative feedback from many viewers. And McDonald's put out an AI ad that was so widely panned they were forced to take it down. Someone even put out their own AI-generated video mocking the original commercial. One of the big news stories this season was a church in Dedham, Massachusetts that used its nativity scene to protest current immigration policy. Several other churches across the country, in Texas, Illinois, and elsewhere, did something similar. Consumer sentiment was fairly low this shopping season. Most adults surveyed felt that prices were higher than they were last year. A lot of people are concerned about inflation and the effect that America's current policy on imports is having on prices. The data available in the week leading up to Christmas show that spending did grow nearly 4% year over year, but most of that growth was price-driven, not volume-driven. Or in other words, we were spending more because prices were higher, not because we were buying more stuff. Little chance of a white Christmas this year for most of the states. The El Niño weather pattern is keeping the colder air mostly in Canada. But in the days leading up to Christmas, some forecasters see a possibility of snow for Christmas in parts of northern New England, upstate New York, and the mountainous regions of the western states. And in other news, for the past 2 years, as the war in Gaza dragged on, Christmas in Bethlehem has not included traditional festivities, decorations, and music. But this year, after a ceasefire declared in October, Christmas celebrations have returned to Bethlehem. Hallmark produced 24 new made-for-cable Christmas movies this year. That's down from 32 last year, a 25% drop. Its closest competitors produced about the same number of movies as last year, but this comes after a trend of year-over-year increases for the last few Christmases. There are signs that things are leveling off in the Christmas movie industrial complex. There were lots of other Christmas movies this year, too many to mention. But there was Oh What Fun, with an all-star cast led by Michelle Pfeiffer, A Merry Little Xmas with Alicia Silverstone, and Jingle Bell Heist. Here at Christmas Past headquarters, it was a pretty big year. It was season 10 of this podcast. When I started all of this years ago, I never could have imagined what it would grow into. Whether you've been here since the beginning or are just joining the Christmas Past family, thank you for being part of this milestone season. To celebrate season 10 and to stretch out creatively, I introduced a new storytelling format. I had come across many Christmas stories over the years that I thought needed a different treatment than my typical episode format. A lot of you reached out to share your thoughts, and I'm very grateful for your feedback. I think next season will be a combination of the new and classic formats, plus one or two extra surprises I'm already planning. And whereas 2025 was the 10th full season of Christmas Past, 2026 will be the 10th anniversary of its inception. So we're going to keep the celebration going. This year also brought some fun and exciting opportunities. Back in June, I was part of a documentary series for PBS about the holidays. That should be coming out next season. There was a production delay this season. That's just how it goes sometimes. I also gave a live talk to a sold-out crowd at a local historical museum, was asked to appear on BBC Radio 2's Midnight Mastermind program. I produced a piece about reindeer history for Mooney Goes Wild on Ireland's RTE Radio 1. I sat for an in-studio interview for the Live in the Bay TV show in San Francisco, did another one for CBS Television in Connecticut, and hit the airwaves in Massachusetts on WBZ Radio, as well as being a guest on several Christmas-themed and other podcasts. And of course, there was the release of Christmases Long, Long Ago, my latest book. Thank you to everyone who got a copy and took the time to share your thoughts. At home, we had our first real Christmas tree in forever, which we cut down ourselves and lighted with a set of multicolored C7 bulbs. Those are the big ones, popular from when I was growing up. Very nostalgic. It was a perfect tree for our nightly visitor to leave a little gift for Dashiell. For the past several Christmases, the magical Christmas goose visits our house in the dark of the night and hangs a gift for Dash in the tree, along with a note telling him about all the festive goings-on at the Enchanted Pond where she lives. There was lots of family fun time too, including a visit to the Great Dickens Christmas Fair, a pedicab tour of Christmas light displays in our neighborhood, a production of The Nutcracker for children, a Christmas jazz concert, a wonderful winter concert from the women's chorus Kitka, and a good old-fashioned church Christmas pageant on Christmas Eve. Hey, Dashie.
What?
How old are you?
5.
Do you like Christmas?
Yeah.
What was your favorite thing about Christmas this year?
Going on a bike ride.
What do you mean, the bike ride?
You know, where we listen to music.
And go see the Christmas lights?
Yeah.
What did you like about the bike ride?
Drinking hot chocolate.
What is your favorite Christmas song this year?
Jingle Bell Rock.
What has been your favorite Christmas movie this year?
The Grinch.
You like The Grinch? What else do you like about Christmas?
Getting presents.
Yeah. Is there a special present you hope you get?
Yes.
What?
Scooby-Doo.
Merry Christmas, Dash.
Merry Christmas to you, Daddy.
I love you.
I love you, too.
And little Dashiell made his debut on the stage when his pre-kindergarten class gave its Christmas concert last week. And that was Christmas of 2025. Another one in the books. I hope yours was as merry and bright as it could be. And as we get ready to close this season out, let me once again thank you for being here, for letting me into your lives for a little while as we celebrate this most enchanting and joyful season together. Things will start slowing down now on social media, but I will check in frequently throughout the year. You can always visit the Christmas Past Facebook group. Join soon if you haven't yet. And rest assured, I'll be back again next year with an all-new season of stories from Christmas Past. Now this is Brian Earle signing off for 2025, wishing you a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.